Welcome back, everybody. This episode of The Morning Skate is brought to you by Key Sparkling Water. Key Sparkling Water, guys. Between dodging pucks and heckling refs, you need a hydration game that keeps up. Got to keep up on the back check. Enter Key Sparkling Water. If you need a refresh, skate on over to keysparklingwater.com. You're going to save 20% off by using code TMS24. You can also find Key TMS24. You can also find Key on Amazon. Or if you're local to Saratoga, at BurgerFi, Franklin Market, Fat Polly's, and Capital Roots. That's Key Sparkling Water, phone, wallet, and key.
Key.
Welcome to the Morning Skate, episode 323. Your host, Ked, joined by my co-host, Brownie. Brownie, what's going on, buddy?
We are live. So, hey, Bill live. And Sid, if you're listening, we're live.
Bill and Sid. Do I know who Bill and Sid are? Should I know
who
that is?
No. They're guys I play with, and we skated last night, and they were like, oh, do you ever do call-ins? And I'm like, yeah, if you figure out when we're live and you call my cell phone, I'll put it on speaker, and it'll be a call-in.
Speakerphone. That's the Morning Skate difference. We have pretty cool news to announce this episode. We have a new sponsor of the Beer League segment, which we'll get to in a little bit. And we're going to have an interview next week, pending, but it should be a pretty good one. I'm excited about that. But, dude, I am fucking exhausted. I'm working a 7-day heater right now. I'm up every morning at 5:00 in the morning. Somebody's got to keep the lights on in this country. You know what I mean? And that's where we're at.
It pays for you to be on a 7-day heater as different than a 7-day bender.
You rang. Yeah, we're back, dude. But yeah, it's been, dude, I'm exhausted. I'm telling you what, as soon as this podcast is over, I'm closing this computer and passing out. So
I'm actually supposed to go out to a bar with a few people because some of my former players are in town and they're like, coach. So,
yeah, all my friends are like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't know, dude. It's fucking brutal. But yeah, let's just dive on in. We're not going to keep this quick, but we're going to be very to the point. This is going to be a hockey podcast today. Mea culpa. Let's see what we fucked up.
Hi. This is Mea Culpa, and I'm here to introduce the Morning Skate's Mea Culpas with Ked and Brownie.
Ked and Brownie. Okay.
The refs that tried to toss torts, Wes McCauley was one of them.
Wes McCauley's such a cuck. Okay.
And Brandon Schrader was the other.
Okay.
So we were both right, kind of. In the Bruins draft in 2015, when they had the three picks in a row in the first round, when Don Sweeney went up there and pooped his pants. Jeremy Lauzon was drafted, but he was the 22nd pick of the second round, 52nd overall. That draft may go down, looking back, some of the names at that draft were insane. Brandon Carlo was taken with the 7th pick of the second, 37th overall. Zboril DeBrusk and Senshin with a 3 straight in the front. McDavid, Eichel, Strom, Marner, Hanovan, Zaka, Provorov, Werenski, Meyer, and Ratnan as the top 10. And then like Kyle Connor, Barzal. I mean, there was a deep, deep draft. That may, in 15 years, that draft may be looked at as like, holy shit, that draft was insane.
Yeah, and the Bruins missed pretty much every pick.
Well, yeah.
I mean, let's defend it. Come on. Let's see what type of defense you have for that.
Brandon Carlo is a good defenseman. Jeremy Lauzon's a good defenseman, although he's not here anymore. Yep. And Jake DeBrusk, if they had traded him, they would have got something for him. But now he's going to be UFA and walk for nothing. So, yeah, here we go.
Yeah,
the list of players the Bruins missed on is unbelievable.
It definitely could have went better for you guys.
Oh yeah, for sure.
What I think you're saying. Sure. So yeah. What else do we got? Is that it?
That's it, man. We had a pretty clean, thing.
Look at us, huh? Who would have thought? All right, so let's just hop in. We got NHL news. Sorry, I'm trying to post a picture on Instagram so people know that we're fucking doing this. So NHL news, here we go. All right. right, NHL in the newest time. Let's start with the three stars. So this week's three stars, Alex Ovechkin. Remember when everybody said he was washed?
I'm gonna have a bone to pick at the end of this, but go ahead with the NHL three stars.
So everybody was saying he's washed up. Last five games played, 5 goals, 1 assist, 6 points. Washington went 2-2-1. Your boy Austin Matthews for Toronto, 4 goals, 6 assists for 10 points in 5 games played. That's pretty fucking good. Toronto went 3-2. And then Connor McDavid, 1 goal, 13 assists. Is this real life? 14 points in 5 games played. Yeah. Edmonton went 3-2-0. Those are video game numbers.
So this is my contention with this. How the fuck is Connor McDavid not the first star, Matthews second, and Ovechkin third? This makes no sense. I guess Ovi's getting close. Fuck off. I'm so tired of Washington.
People don't go to hockey games to like watch passing. They go to see goal scores.
Well, then, because he had the five. And then Washington had the shittiest record, too. I don't agree with it. I'm sorry.
1 goal, 13 assists, 14 points in 5 games played. It's pretty fucking crazy.
Do you know if you took away all his goals this year, he'd be 11th in scoring?
That's nuts.
Yeah,
it's pretty wild.
So McDavid's held to a higher standard than everybody else.
Yeah, because he's the best in the league. Yeah. PWHL three stars. Daryl Watt, Ottawa, yep. four goals for 4 points, 2 games played. Ottawa 2-0. Brian Jennifer, Ottawa, 2 goals, 3 assists, 5 points in 2 games played. Again, Ottawa went 2-0. And Natalie Spooner for Toronto, she had 3 goals in 2 games played. Toronto went 1-1-0.
And I would argue that Brian Jenner should be the first star as opposed to Daryl Watt.
Listen, man, if that's what you want, I got your back here. So
that's just saying, you know, it's,
I understand. It's, you're going by how many, you know, goals you're by involved overall
points
in.
And yeah. You factor in how the team did, you know, so whatever.
Does the NHL have an LTIR problem? There are currently 17 teams technically over the cap, but fit under, due to the current LTIR rules. I mean, it's the same teams every year. It's your Vegas Golden Knights, it's your Tampa Bay Lightning, it's your, I mean, but listen, man, if it's legal, do it. It's like Eddie Guerrero said, lie, cheat, and steal, baby.
You can't say it's a problem if the NHL owners and governors vote to keep it. So they're making up the rules. So it's not like, you know what I mean? It's silly to even bitch about it.
But I understand why people are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Speaking of what the fuck, Jesus Tom Wilson Christ. Suspended yet again.
Pants off. There's a whole bunch of Washington news coming.
So Tom Wilson suspended 6 games for high-sticking Toronto's Noah Gregor. I mean, I get why. He's a repeat offender. He's kind of a fucking scumbag. But is this not exactly what Trouba did like earlier?
Yeah, well, Trouba should have been suspended also.
And I think that's the whole repeat offender kind of thing. Like, I don't know if he meant to do it immediately afterwards. He was like, oh, shit, are you okay?
I think he was just
kind of a little wild on a stick there for a minute.
I will say this, is that Wilson would have fought Frederick instead of ducking him like Trouba has been. But go ahead.
Trouba's hurt, dude. I can't fucking wait
the
for
Freddie flu. He's got the Freddy
I cannot flu. Wait for the Bruins to be eliminated the first round of the playoffs. I really can't. It's going to be great for me. More Washington. Alex Ovechkin is now within 47 goals of the great one. Wayne Gretzky, your first star of the week. Brownie, your first star.
Yeah, thank you.
Even more Washington. Ethan Bear has decided to receive care from the player assistant program of the NHLPA, and NHL will. And he'll be away for the team for an indefinite amount of time. Hopefully he gets wetter.
Yep.
TJ Oshie celebrated his 1,000th game. The University of North Dakota product has put up a stat line of 301 goals, 391 assists for 692 points, 539 PIMs, and another 34, 34, and 68 points in 102 playoff games. He played in St. Louis and Washington over a 16-year career. He won a cup with the Capitals in 2018. He had that cool speech afterwards. His dad had Alzheimer's and he's like, listen, he doesn't remember much, but you bet your ass will remember this. And he won a bronze in the 2013 World Championships. He was also the dude who fucking was in the shootout for what seemed to be 3 hours and just kept repeatedly burying.
He went from 6 out of 7, I think, or something like that.
Just fucking stupid.
Wasn't he the guy who started drinking through the shirt too? Wasn't that him?
Yep, he started the drinking through the shirt thing, which I tend to do at Vapor Nightclub. And what was the other thing? Oh, they did his warm-up.
They all hit each other.
Yeah. I love TJ Oshie. I like the way he plays. He's an honest player. If he like buried Lindgren, I think, last year, and it was kind of a dirty play. It was kind of like back, you know, who knew what was going to happen, but I think he immediately fought like Barkley Gaudreau next drop. Like he, if he kind of goes over that line, he's willing to back it up. He seems like a cool dude.
I will say this, TJ Oshie might be one of the, I'd say, top 10 in the league in reverse checks.
Yeah, he's fucking so hard to play against, dude. Man. He's very hard to play against. He is one of the more underrated hockey players of his generation.
I agree with
very
that.
Good hockey player. Then the last bit of Washington, after announcing the team would be leaving DC proper, it's come to light that the team owner, Ted
Leonis,
signed a deal in 2002 in which DC gave him $50 million for arena renovations. That deal committed him and the team to DC until 2047. Must have lost the paperwork, Teddy.
Yeah. Well, then they Disco wrote a good blog about it. If you give a shit about the Capitals, you can read it. But they re-upped, and there's something they're trying to make like a whole fan friendly zone, and the DC has committed more money to improvements. I just think they were like, oh, you mean what we signed our names to is illegally bind? Like, sorry, bud, someone's got to hold you accountable. You can't just do whatever the fuck you want. Yeah. You know,
got a better call Saul, dude. Yeah. Colorado Nathan McKinnon now holds the second longest home point streak in NHL history at 34 games. That was snapped last night when the New York Rangers came in and shoved it right up his fucking hoop.
Oh, did it? Did he? Yeah.
Rangers shot him.
I knew the Rangers won, but I didn't know he didn't get a point.
And they were like, Colorado was trying to do this thing where they like reviewed this play to like try to get him an assist. What happened was it was an own goal. Lindgren kind of shot the puck in the own net, and then that kind of washed out everything. But just typical Colorado fucking pussy fashion, trying to just do more stupid shit. I have a bone to pick with Colorado when we're done talking about this. Okay. Give me a second. The other longest home point streaks, Mario Lemieux, Brian Trottier at 31 games played. McKinnon had the second longest again, 34 games. Gretzky, 33 games, and the great one again at 40. McKinnon is on his second 18-plus game point streak in the season, along with having a point every home game. So doesn't PK Subban come out today? To try to make himself relevant, say the Rangers don't stand a shot in a 7-game series. And he goes through the whole list. He talks about how McKinnon's a better player than Panarin. Now, I agree. I think I'd rather have McKinnon than Panarin, but Panarin is also very, very
nothing dynamic, against very, nothing against Panarin. It's
right.
Weapon. Nathan McKinnon's one of the top 5 players in the league.
He compared Rantanen to Trocheck. And again, I'd probably take Rantanen over Trocheck. He compared Makar to Adam Fox. And I didn't really agree with what that said, but essentially that Makar would outplay Adam Fox. Good luck with that one. And then he talked about their depth, and he talked about all these things. Now, the one thing he forgot to mention is the Colorado Avalanche has a fucking dirt ball of a goalie, and the New York Rangers had the best goalie in the fucking league. So he meant,
I don't think Georgiev's playing, right? Isn't he?
Yeah, he played and he lost again last night because he fucking stinks. So PK Subban went through this whole thing where it's like, hey, Colorado's better than this. You know where it matters in the playoffs? Can I tell you where it matters? In fucking net. That's where it matters. Who's hot? He didn't even mention the goalies. He mentioned that Shesterkin might be able to steal it. I don't think Shesterkin needs to steal a series against Colorado. Georgiev fucking stinks. That guy will never win a cup. I've already said it.
Yeah, you did. You fucking stink.
So PK Subban, kindly go fuck yourself, dude.
But hey, if you want to come on the pod, we'd love to have you.
No, I think I draw the line there. I wouldn't want PK Subban on the pod.
I think him.
He's a fucking dick.
I don't like him on his social media, but I like him.
Was he? He's gonna wear a sumo outfit. He dresses like a fucking idiot. He is all about himself. Now, here's the thing: when he was in Montreal and he was doing all this like children stuff, cool with it, dude. Like whatever. I get you're a showman. Like he does shit purposely to make himself relevant, and these Muppets just fall right into it, and they just take everything he's saying. They get all triggered and they start freaking out online. He's doing that because that's the only way that this guy can stay relevant. He had a good fucking 5 or 6 years in the NHL and then started hurting people every 2 seconds.
In all of his posts, he's never with other players. Mm-mm. Ever.
I'm out on PK Subban.
All right.
Fucking tell me. Okay. Really cool story. Josh Doan made his debut with the Coyotes. Josh Doan, son of Shane Doan, became the first player in franchise history to have a multi-goal game in his debut. Notched a game-winning goal and another in just over 13 minutes of time on ice. Shane Doan was there. Really cool moment. Doan's are in Arizona.
Yeah,
right?
That's royalty in Arizona.
Toronto, the longest win streaks in Toronto sports history, has a new entry. On the leaderboard, the Raptors have won 15 games straight. The Blue Jays and the PWHL Toronto team have won 11 games straight. And the Maple Leafs have a team record of a 10-game winning streak. So
I think that's hilarious that they are the shortest winning streak.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Montreal siblings Lillian Perreault and Jacob Perreault are the first brother-sister combo in the PWHL, NHL in the same city at the same time. These are the siblings to future superstar Gabe Perreault, drafted first round by the New York Rangers. He got kicked out of a game today, I think, against Minnesota. Again? He fucked this dude up bad. I think you're talking about Brendan Hoffman. This is the first time I've ever seen Perreault do something real dirty. Real dirty. like very, very gutless hit. So
perfect love to see timing. It. Speaking My of guy. Dirty, this is the not on the sheet. I just saw this. Kaden Goulet, I'm going with for Montreal.
Yeah.
It just came out like within the last couple hours. He's suspended for one game for slashing Travis Konecny. Now, what would make a slash worthy of a suspension, you ask? This fucking donkey was on the bench when he did it.
Oh, I love that.
He leaned over the dasher and chopped Konecny. Konecny crushed somebody. Big hit. Clean. Big hit. And everyone was barking at him. And this kid leaned over the bench and chopped him on the arm.
Konecny always gets the people going. He's like, he's going to be the new Marchand.
Yeah.
When Marchand's all said and done, it'll be Konecny. With a 10 apple week, Connor McDavid became the first player to reach the 90 assist milestone since Jumbo Joe in 2006-2007.
That's crazy.
Good on you. Oscar Sundquist tore his right ACL and be out for a minimum of 6 months. The St. Louis Blues, that does hurt. Now that they were going to make the playoffs anyway, just a trash city. Nick Leddy played in his 1,000th game earlier this week. The Minnesota Navy put up a stat line of 73 goals, 335 assists for 408 points, 201 penalty minutes, along with 8 goals and 30 assists for 38 points in 130 games, playoff games over 14 seasons with Chicago, the Islanders, Detroit, and the Blues. When he was on the Islanders, dude, he was really good. Guy can skate. He's one of those dudes that, he was in the show because he can fucking skate better than most people in the show.
Yep.
Absolutely. So good on him. Sick tabs. 1,000 games is not a small feat.
No.
The Nashville Predators set a new franchise record with an 18-game point streak.
Nashville's coming on.
Yeah, they really are. I think one of my favorite things is the fact that their logo is a saber-tooth tiger, because when they went to build the rink, they found a tiger, saber-tooth tiger fossil underneath.
Is that why?
Yeah. That's one of the coolest stories that I
I didn't know that. That's funny. I never knew that.
So good on Nashville. I'm actually going to Nashville in 20 days, so I'll be around there. That'll be cool. East Coast, the Newfoundland Growlers and the
Troy Riviere.
Yep, Lions may fold. The teams which are affiliated with Toronto and Montreal are both owned by Deakin Sports and Entertainment, which is nearing bankruptcy and owes the city of
Troy Riviere
more than $600,000. The teams are at the risk of folding before the season concludes. The Coast has set a deadline of 4-2 for DSE to sell the teams, and in the chance that the teams are not sold, the Coast will absorb ownership and are planning a meeting next week to determine if the teams will play out the remainder of their schedules. So, tough luck for the Coast. Though. Yeah, it blows, but I kind of get it.
It sucks for the guys playing, and all the people who count on it for their work and their careers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty shitty. It's not shitty. We are witnessing all-time greatness. Nice. Sidney Crosby has achieved some ridiculous goals. Sid is the only player to ever acquire the following: Stanley Cup, Stanley Cup MVP, Olympic gold, World Cup of Hockey, World Cup of Hockey MVP, IIHF World Championship, World Junior Gold, NHL MVP, NHL Most Outstanding Player, scoring title, season goals leader, and he scored the golden goal, so we could put that on there too.
Well, that's not...
it's pretty fucking cool.
No, it is. Yeah, but that was not part of the thing.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's all right.
The next one, BU's Macklin Celebrini, probable number one pick, broke the NCAA record by scoring his 32nd goal at age 17, the most by a U18. That's crazy.
And he's going to end up in Chicago. Guaranteed.
That guy's having a good time in Boston.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure he is. Yeah.
Yeah. The PWHL suspended Jocelyn LaRocque. For one game for cross-checking Boston forward Alina Mueller, friend of the program, in the head in a recent 2-1 Toronto win. Just gutless play. Jocelyn, gutless worm you are. More PWHL, Montreal versus Toronto at Scotiabank Arena, and Toronto set a new attendance record with 21,105 people on hand and sold out in only 20 minutes. Cool shit.
I love that they're continuing to push the attendance. I think that's great.
Yeah, I'm for it. Florida Panthers head coach Paul Maurice informed the media after clinching a playoff spot, I said, today's a free quote fucking day. Take whatever you think I might say and use it. I won't bitch about it.
that was, they played, they clinched, then they had a shitty game. Yeah. And he was pissed. So that's what he told him.
You know, we are a pro Paul Maurice podcast.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a pro Florida. I'm telling you right now, if they stay healthy, and I said this in our group chat with the bloggers, if they stay healthy, no one's beating the Panthers.
Yeah, except for the New York Rangers.
Not a chance.
Okay, bud. Okay.
Not a chance.
Okay. Matt Rempe will fucking destroy Matthew Tkachuk game one. See you later. Hopes are over. Brock McGinn underwent successful disc surgery in his back last week and is recovering at home. He's expected to be out 4 months. Dude, I don't think – here's my thing about Florida. I don't think their defense is that good. I think their forwards are a wagon, and Bobrovsky can be a sieve. He's either on or he's not.
Yeah, if he's on, that's what I'm saying. If he's on,
but I don't think their defense is that good.
They got
Ekblad, Montour.
What'd you say, Ekblad?
Yep, Ekblad, Montour.
Who's the other guy they got?
The guy that my buddy Jay the Tulip loves. He just signed a fucking deal. I forget the fuck his name is. But they don't overly impress me, dude. Like, they're not gonna fucking.
They're just relentless the way they play. They're just
their forwards are really good. I'll give them that. David Pastrnak is the first Bruins player to post back-to-back 100-point seasons since Adam Oates in 92-94. That's kind of crazy. Yeah. He joined some elite company as he is now the fifth player in Boston history to have consecutive 100-point seasons. Pasta, Oates, and Barry Peterson did it 2 times. Phil Esposito did it 5 times. And Bobby Orr notched 100 points for 6 straight seasons.
That's insane. As a defenseman. Jesus. Yeah.
And that's back when hockey was tough. So, like, how are you not getting hurt? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was that much better than everybody.
Oh, you would talk about gross. Read this next one.
Yeah, Nikita Kucherov has hit the 120-point mark in 68 games played this season. The only players to do it faster are Jaromir Jagr in 63, Mike Bossy in 64, and Jari Kurri in 68 games played.
That's insane, those names.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Injured Sarnia Sting player and Florida prospect Kay Schwint had to take over as coach during a recent game as both the head coach and assistant coach were ejected due to arguing calls. Sting lost the game, but the head coach was suspended for the next game, and Schwint took on assistant coaching duties and got the W.
Shout out to this kid because he was on the bench to be with the guys in a suit, and once they got tossed, they were like, "You want to do it?" And he's like, "Okay." He wanted to be with the boys, so
that is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Humboldt Broncos, Jacob Wasserman, who survived the horrific bus crash. He's qualified for the 2024 Paralympics in rowing. Stick taps. He's all tatted up. He looks sick. Good on him.
Yeah, good for him, man.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yep.
Rowing, you got to be in good fucking shape to do that, too.
Oh, yeah.
The great one on Big Z, the first game we played against him, we watched him in warmups, and I remember thinking, wow. And I went back to the coach's office, and I said to Colin Campbell, listen, every time he's on the ice, get me out there. That first year, he's a little bit like Bambi. But by the second year, I said, every time he's out on the ice, be ready, I'm coming off. It took him 6 months, and he figured it out and became one of the best defensemen we've ever seen. That seems to be like the thing that happened there. Is everybody, Char's first couple years weren't that great. And then,
well, that's when Gretzky was in playing for the Rangers, and Chara was on the island.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they saw each other quite a bit.
And then you can talk about this one because
this, I'm telling you right now, this is a fucking tremendous documentary. If you enjoy documentaries and hockey, so this is a documentary called Defending Their Ice. It's the story of the U.S. women's national hockey team. And what it does, it tells the story of the women's team standing up for themselves and betting on themselves as they were prepared to sit out the 2018 Winter Olympics to get equal pay, equal travel, all that stuff as the men. In 2017, after negotiation with U.S. Hockey over pay and equitable support, the team threatened to boycott the IIHF Worlds in protest. The women were seeking the same equipment, staff, per diems, publicity, and travel accommodations as the men. They were willing to risk their chance to win their 4th straight championship, and since the players didn't make as much as the men, they were risking their financial stability as well. There were 23 players stood in unison, and after weeks of negotiations, came to an agreement with USA Hockey. And even though the sides agreed to not disclose the agreement, an ESPN reported stated that their salaries went from stipends to $70,000 annually for the next 4 years, along with performance bonuses. And they also got all the same training staff and support staff that the men had. Mm-hmm. This is the crazy part. 10 days after negotiations ended, the women walked away with its seventh world championship, and a year later, they won Olympic gold. It's a 6-episode docuseries, and it's on the NHL network, and the first one aired on March 9th. But it's big names, people you know, and that takes some sack to risk it all like that, to stand up for what they believe is in right. So
Yeah.
I would recommend it.
All right. Well, guys, check it out.
There you go.
excuse me. Dump and change.
First one's a sad one. R.I.P. Louis Gossett Jr. You know who that is?
Don't.
Officer and a Gentleman. Have you seen that?
No, dude. I know. You've
never seen Officer and a Gentleman?
No.
Anyways, he was the first black man to win a supporting actor. He passed away at age 87. He's appeared in hundreds of TV roles as well as over 50 feature films, most notably in Officer and a Gentleman, the whole Iron Eagle series. You ever seen those? The fighter jets? And a great movie called Digstown, as well as many roles on Broadway. He is survived by his two sons.
So. Oh, I've seen Digstown.
Oh, Digstown. He's the
boss. I was just kidding. I haven't seen
Digstown. You fucking dick. Such a good movie. Such a dick. And this story is totally your fault, because somehow in my TikTok this came up. Okay. There was a German version of basketball where they play on a slightly padded floor, and you can suplex your opponent during gameplay, but you have to take your shirt off first as a warning.
Wait, why does this have anything to do with
it? Cuz I would have never been on TikTok if it wasn't for you. I would have never known about this. They call it wrestle ball.
Okay.
It's pretty funny. They can be playing basketball and all of a sudden one guy rips his tarp off and he grabs the guy and
slings. Oh, I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, okay.
More proof that the NFL does not give a fuck about its players or anything except cash. The league announced that they will be playing not one, but two games on Christmas Day, which this year's on a Wednesday. So what are they going to do? Give the players off the week before and the week after? If you're so concerned about player safety, you know what I mean? Like, how are you going to do this?
I don't know. Yeah,
they don't give a fuck. And then speaking of not giving a fuck, how you like that one? Like the Rock has gone full heel. Did you get that? Did you watch that thing I sent you today?
Yes.
So in a Raw episode where they were hyping up WrestleMania, which is next week, The Rock showed up and hit Cody Rhodes with a trash can, cutting him open, and then beat on him in the segment while trashing the entire Chicago audience. The Rock interrupted Rhodes early in the show, whispering to him, "Tonight I will make you bleed." And he did just that as Rhodes ended the night laying in the parking lot in the rain with his face a mask of blood. So The Rock's a bad guy, and I'm here for it, because who knows, at WrestleMania maybe they'll bring back Stone Cold or Mankind to come save the day. Something crazy.
It would be kind of cool.
I think I'm gonna end up getting WrestleMania.
We're buying the network, dude. we're gonna share logins and split it every week.
So that's dump and change.
Yo, how about that fucking bridge, dude?
Oh, well, that's, yeah, I guess I could have talked about that. Yeah, in Baltimore.
That was crazy. Holy shit.
You know what's funny, though, with social media is how many fucking experts there were on cargo ships and bridges within the immediate aftermath. Like, nothing like, hey, hope everybody's okay. Everybody's like, oh, it's a terrorist attack. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. And, of course, both sides of the political spectrum are trying to use it for their own benefit. It's just fucking like horrible. And the mayor, it was at like 3 a.m. and the mayor of Baltimore got like rousted out of bed. So the guy fucking threw on a hoodie and ran down there. He didn't take the time to put on a fucking suit, and everyone's giving him shit. Like, the fuck? Yeah.
Feel just bad.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy shit.
Well, not only is that crazy, but now it's overburdening other harbors. So it's like the, you know, the ancillary, the like butterfly effect. It's causing issues all up and down the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah.
So
really, really unfortunate.
Yeah.
Rangers, I just have one really quick thing I would like to talk about. Artemi Panarin. Just really quick. The list of players that have had 100-point season since the last time they won the cup, there's only two. It's Jágr and it's Panarin. Jágr had 123 points. Panarin had 100. Well, now he has 103 points.
Wait. What do you mean since the last time they won the cup?
Since 94. Those are the only two times
that Rangers have won the cup. All right. I misunderstood you. Sorry.
So he has 43 goals, 60 assists for 103 points and 73 games played. Hands down, the best free agent signing in New York Rangers history, in my opinion. So
Panarin?
Yeah.
Easily. Pretty sure Wayne Gretzky was a free agent, but go ahead.
At the tail end of his career, right. Panarin's been so much better. That's what I have from the Rangers. So,
The Bruins, 3-3 over their last six. Not exactly how you want to go into the playoffs, but they've had a tough row of it, including one bag skate from Coach Monty there. They have 8 games left. They get Washington twice, Nashville, Florida, Carolina twice, Pittsburgh, and Ottawa. They've already clinched a playoff berth, as has Florida and the Rangers, right? The Rangers officially, yeah. Mm-hmm. And our boy Freddie, he has achieved career highs in goals, assists, points, and PIMs. And if he plays the last eight, he'll have his most games played too. So Freddie rounded into something, although he got his fucking head caved in Florida. Did he fight Janot? Is Tanner Janot on Florida?
Tampa.
Oh, that's who he fought then. It was in Tampa.
Yep. So I didn't see that. He got fed a couple uppercuts.
Yeah, he got cut his eye and he was leaking. Yeah. So, hey, hung in there though. That's it. That's it for the Bruins. They got Washington tomorrow.
And we don't really have any Northeastern, right?
Oh, one thing. Gwyneth Phillips was named named as an All-American in the least surprising news ever. And if you want to hear more Northeastern, our podcast is out on YouTube and audio. Associate head coach Nick Carpenito and special guest Katie Knoll came on with Ked and I.
Premier power forward.
In women's hockey today.
Guys, so now it's about time that we're going to bring in some pretty cool news. So
rank your top three post-game beers from Cody. I would
say hey, this is what we're going to debate for our beer league topic.
Oh, all right. All right. So, sorry, I'll keep
going. Speaking of beer league.
Beauty Unis.
All right, yeah, Beauty Unis. Hold on, let me see if I can get this
there going. It is.
All right, we got this going on. So, guys, we have a new sponsor. Our Beer League segment is now going to be brought to you by Beauty Unis. Have you guys ever heard of them? Because you should have. They offer superior quality jerseys, complete hockey uniforms. They got bags. They got apparel. They have sick hats. They have, like, you can do your own team store. And it's, like, really, really, really nice stuff. Custom logos and designs, if you head over, they have some pretty cool ones. What was the one that I liked? The Backdoor Hookers. I think that was a favorite of mine. Yeah, I mean, we have been looking for a sponsor for this segment for a while, and we started talking to these guys, and it just seems like the perfect fit. If you head over, check out their Instagram, their Facebook, their website, beautyunis.com. They just do really, 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 really cool shit.
I will say this, too. One of the best things that they do, if you want a jersey and your team is getting jerseys, your youth league, whatever it is, you can call and a real person answers the phone.
Yeah, which is nice.
I'm telling you right now, that is, I've been trying to figure out my web hosting for my business, and I was screaming into the phone, customer service, trying to get to a live body, you know? That's huge. I'm sorry.
Turnaround time's not bad with them. And again, the product that they offer is just, it's really, really nice shit. So if you guys are listening to the podcast, more than likely you guys play in beer league tournaments or maybe your dad and there's a youth hockey organization or something along those lines. Check these guys out at the very least. Head over to beautyunis.com. They'll hook you up. They're super, super nice, super easy to work with. And again, they just have really, really, really nice stuff. Like this isn't, we're not just pointing in the direction of some, you know, they have a jersey and it's made out of like cotton. No, these are like really, really nice jerseys. So now they're going to be running our beer league segment. So each week now, we'll go over our beer leagues, right? We'll go over Brownie's beer league, my beer league / softball league, whatever it might be. And then we're going to debate something beer league wise, because I mean, if you think about it, there's so many arguments and just stupid arguments in beer league that, you know, they need to be talked about. They need to be brought to attention. And then we're going to go over a jersey because they're going to send us a jersey that we're going to premiere each week. So first things first, how did you play last night? You're on a playoff run, yeah?
Last night wasn't a playoff. Last night was just a skate. I just wanted to get a skate in. We play Wednesday next week. And if we win, we get to go to Canada for the national championships. If we lose, the team has to beat us two in a row because we won our first two playoff games, playoff Brownie, two games played, 4 points, I think plus six or seven. I mean,
you got to get with the Beauty Uni guys when you go to Canada.
What, get like alternate jerseys?
Well, I don't know if it's alternate jersey, but you should definitely let them know that you're going there because that's a perfect opportunity for you to be spreading their product for sure.
Oh, yeah. This is a huge tourney. Casey or Lance can come with me if they want. There's there's probably like 100 something teams there.
We got to get you there first. So,
yeah. So we play Wednesday. Should be good. I feel good. I want to get another skate in, you know, but good. Yeah.
Good stuff, man. Yeah. Didn't skate this week, but I'm getting co-ed softball ready to go. I'm playing on two teams, and I got sponsors for my teams this year. Nice. My Tuesday team, we're going to be called the Saratoga Potato Kings. There's a new like grocery store market downtown, and they're going to be part of the sponsor. And then the Kings come from King Tavern, where we do our Rangers watch party. So we're organizing that. We're creating a social media account, walk-up songs. We're going to have a media day. Like my buddy Thorpe, who's doing it, it's really involved, so that's sick. And then our Wednesday team, we're normally Keds Keds, but this year we're going to be Keys Keds. Keys going to sponsor us with that. So that will be
number.
What do you mean?
Number 28.
Okay. Well, you don't play softball.
I still wear the jersey.
All right, fair enough. But that'll be pretty cool. That's what we kind of have for beer league, at least. Let's kind of get into what Cody had to say here, right? So, rank our top three post game beers.
That is a pretty cool picture of Cody there walking across the field.
Yeah, he's a pro. He's in the States right now. He asked me to go to a Red Wings game tonight.
Oh yeah, no kidding.
He's like in Philly, I think.
So the easy answer, right, is the three coldest, or the three closest.
Yeah.
But me personally, you want to go back and forth? How do you want to do this?
I mean, my number one's always going to be Miller Lite, just because I can hammer Miller Lites. Like that'll be my number one. I don't want anything heavy, especially after skating for that long. Like if I drink an IPA or anything like that, I will throw that up 1,000,000,000%. So I'll just do my three. I'm going to go Miller Lite. My number two would probably be Coors, and then my number three would probably be Bud Light. But in that order, I feel good about that.
My number three would be Coors Banquet. What?
Bush Light.
My number three would be Coors Banquet in a stubby. I only had one in the bag last night because I was the only one who brought beer.
Coors Banquet's like kind of heavier beer, right?
Yeah, well.
Oh.
So that's my number three. My number two is Miller High Life, and I will say
heavy.
My buddy, Chris Mack, if you're listening, whenever we knew we were going to beat the skate, I used to go and get 40s for us before. And then number one, Bud Heavies, man. That's it. Number one, ice cold.
Bro, what are you doing? So you're just drinking heavy ass beer after a skate?
Heavy ass beer. It's domestic garbage. It's cheap.
Or Labatt Blue Light. I also like LBLs. Those are fucking really good. I don't hate an LBL. Now, where do I enjoy the beer the most? Is it in the locker room? Is it in the shower? Or is it in the parking lot? I'm going to say the shower. I fucking love a shower beer after hockey.
Parking lot. I want to get out of there. Get out of the room. Most of the rinks, they frown upon you sitting in the locker room having them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A lot of them are school tied, like high school, you know, so you can't. So parking lot for me. Although last night it was pouring and these idiots are out by the truck. I'm like, what are you guys doing? They're like, what? I'm like, the vestibule, man. They lock the inside door and we just sit in the vestibule. They're like, oh, nice. The rookies. Vestibule. So vestibule beers will be up there. Good question, Cody.
Attaboy. And that was us debating what the best beers are. You're a psycho for liking heavy beers and I like shower beers. So now. We talked about how Beauty Unis is going to be sending us jerseys that we are going to show on our Instagram and everything, but we're also going to show it on the podcast. So if you are listening to this in your car or on your headphones, you're not going to have a fucking any idea what we're talking about. But if you're watching this on YouTube or on our Facebook, anything on those lines, Twitter, X, whatever it might be, we are showcasing the the Beeline Benders. This is a jersey. I'm assuming that these guys are out of Boston. So when you look at it, it says Boston
College. Yeah, it's the green line that runs out of BC. These are all Boston College alumni. I mean,
so,
as a Northeastern podcast, I'm not a huge fan, but I will accept it because it's not the women's team.
I don't hate the color setup. I think the color setup is pretty cool. I don't think I've ever played against a team that had this color setup. Just like a lot of white with green and black. Have you?
No, I don't think so. And I like the stripes down the bottom and on the sleeves. And the picture that's on our Instagram, whoever the guy is
last back. Name Clam.
But last name Clam. Love that.
Yeah, that always is kind of funny. I love the font's pretty sick too. Yeah. Like the backwards font. That's another thing.
What I like about this is the detail that went into it. They have the number on the bus of 2020, number on the bus of 2023. And if you zoom in on the back windows, you can see all the sticks coming out the window. Yeah, it's pretty good. I like the detail.
It is. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to do this in real time, so if I mess this up, I apologize, and I'm probably gonna. I'm not. I probably shouldn't even try to do.
No, this, just leave it. It's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, V-line benders, and I like the way they did the backwards E's. You know, it's cool.
Oh, well, that's what we had for that, because I accidentally X'd out of that. So, so guys, if you get a chance, head over to beautyunis.com. Yeah, they're going to be – we're just going to be wheeling and dealing beer league hockey talk.
Yeah, and they're, like I said, the attention to detail is huge. And like they say, don't look away. Look the part.
You got to look the part sometimes. I mean, yep. I'm really trying to do this, and I completely forgot how to do this. Actually – hold on.
Oh.
Hold
on.
Did
he bring it back?
No, I didn't. I lied. God damn it. I felt really good about that too.
Well, that's all right.
We'll get better at this. Now
that's huge. Now we have huge faces.
Big boy vibes. All right. So that is going to be our Beer League segment. We are we're actually gonna skip three stars tonight, but we are gonna do heroes and zeros. Is that what we're doing? I feel good about that.
Sure.
So let me kind of go in here. We need a producer. We need somebody to be hammering these buttons because I am lost. Let's do heroes and zeros. All right, heroes and zeros time.
Go ahead. You want to start?
I really only have one hero, and it's two heroes, but it's one thing. It's Morgan Wallen and Post Malone. Have you seen like the clip of this new song that they're going to come out with?
No.
So Post Malone, I think he was more of like a pop. I don't want to say rapper, but like he was kind of more into that style. He's
got the tattoos all over his face.
He lost a shit ton of weight. Smokes a shit ton of cigarettes, but you always see him and he's always smiling. Like
he's in the new Roadhouse.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He looks like he's just like a really happy person.
Dude,
Morgan Wallen, the king of country
music, how are you not a happy person if you're a famous musician?
He just seems like a cool dude. He seems like a really fucking cool dude. Him and Morgan Wallen are coming out with a song. I saw it on TikTok, and it looks like it's going to fuck. So I'm really excited about that. So that's my hero of the week. Looking forward to summer. Looking forward to a new Morgan Wallen album. Looking forward to going to Nashville. Yeah. Oh, my God. And also, we got absolutely shit on by a snowstorm not that long ago, and pretty much all the snow's gone. So summer is close. Close. That's my heroes.
So I'll go zero first. My zero is dealing with these fucking hosting companies, because go fuck yourselves. The internet should be free. There shouldn't be any charge for it. It's just there. It doesn't it to host and email and comparing and contrasting. And then why the fuck, if I've had a website for multiple years, aren't I getting the best rate when the guy tells me a rate and then I look online and I see it's like five times as much as the introductory offer? Go fuck yourselves. So yeah, so that's my zero. And my hero is my hero is some of my customers. I put a little line on my invoices at the bottom. Mm-hmm. Venmo available, and my Venmo. And I'm gonna tell you right now, if you're a homeowner and you're dealing with a contractor, and you have the option to Venmo them or hand them a stack of cash, do it.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful with that though.
With what?
With Venmoing, because I think you can only Venmo up to a certain amount before you have to like start reporting that shit.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it yet. All right, so, cool. Anyways, keep Venmoing me.
Venmo's open. But yeah, guys, that's what we had for this podcast. 46
short minutes. Sweet.
I'm happy about it too, because I am beat. New sponsor, Beauty Unis. Check them out, beautyunis.com. KeySparklingWater.com. Also, go get your sparkling water over there. Rangers are a wagon. They're in the playoffs. All the other teams can suck it. Brown, you have anything else for the people at home? I mean, it won't be long till the Bruins aren't playing anymore, so make sure you're enjoying it.
I'll get my Florida jersey. Yeah. No, I think the Bruins, I don't know what's going to happen. It all depends on how they handle the goaltending, of course.
Did they beat them? Did they beat the Panthers?
Yeah. They beat the Panthers, then they lost to the Lightning the next day.
Marchand went at it with Mikkola.
Yeah, he was giving up a foot and a half, it looked like. It was crazy.
Yeah, Hal was texting me and Rex, and he's like, dude, was Mikkola like a dick when he was on the Rangers? Because he's acting tough. And I'd like, ha-ha'd it. And like 5 minutes later, he's like, yeah, Marchand just fought him.
Yeah. Okay. That just shows you how frustrated Marchand is. I don't know what's going on with him. He doesn't look, I mean, what the fuck do I know, right? But he doesn't look 100%. And I think he, after the season, you're going to see some nagging thing that he's going to have to get taken.
He'll probably retire because he misses Bergeron. He can't be without
Or
his
maybe buddy. Bergeron comes back.
He ain't coming back. Bergeron was going to come back if he came back this year.
No, we'll see, buddy. Never say it's over.
I still can't believe he didn't come back. I was always holding out hope that he was going to do that.
Same. Well, now he can come on the podcast. Maybe he could be our producer. He doesn't need the money. He can do it for free.
Yeah, sick.
Can you imagine if I was barking at him? Bergie, play the button.
Yeah, dude. Bergie, play the fucking button, dude.
Well, listen, if you're out in Alberta and you see Kenton, tell him we said hi. If you see Jenks, tell him we said hi. And if you see Jerome McGinley, please give him a big hug for me and say, please come on the podcast.
If you ever saw Jerome McGinley in real life,
yep.
You're walking into a hardware store, Jerome McGinley's walking out. What's your play?
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I honestly don't know what I would do.
Faint.
I would probably just be like, hey, man, you know, or something like that.
Like, I just want you to walk up to him, just hug him, don't even say anything. Just big smile.
Oh, my God. He'd kick my ass. Could I pull out the coin I carry that has his face on it?
Dude, it would be pretty funny. I would pay for it. I would love to be a fly on the wall. I think that would be hilarious just to see what you would do.
Shoot one of my pants and fall over.
Yeah, just what happened to that guy? All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. Beauty Unis, thank you. Keith Sparkling Water, thank you. Everybody else, thank you so much. Guys, playoff hockey's coming up. So
see you soon.
We will talk to you guys next week. Interview coming up, I think, on Tuesday, and we'll come back for more podcasts again. So thanks, guys. Tune in. Later.